Hello, my name is Lisa Elvins Del Torre, and this is my channel, Have Roots, Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos will be about travel or understanding various locations, but in this special series, I'm focusing on a part of Quebec Canadian history that is near and dear to my heart, the story of Les Filles du Roi, or the King's Daughters. In this series, I'll be focusing on individual biographies so that we can get to know as many of these amazing women as we can. Please let me know in the comments below. If there's one feature one particular you are interested in, and I'll try to move her to the front of the line. And please don't forget to subscribe to the channel and click on the notifications alert so you'll know when I post new content. And also, don't forget to like this video. That helps me out. All right, let's get started. Now, I have produced a video called Les Filles du Roi, the Program 2.0, that is included in my channel lineup. Please have a look at it. It will give you all the information you need about the program, how the girls were recruited, how they came across, how they selected their husbands, all of that good stuff. So I would definitely have a look at that video to give you a little bit more perspective if you're looking for that. Now let's get to know our feature of this episode. Her name, Françoise de Charmesnil. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. And she is my 8 times great grandma. Where's she from? Interestingly enough, Françoise was born in the exact same parish as our fille du roi number 12, Elisabeth Cretel, who's also one of my great grandmothers. So I like to think they might have known each other, who knows. But Françoise was born on the 25th of May, 1651, in that parish of St. Maclou in the Rouen, Normandy. Her father was Robert de Charmesnil, and her mother's name was Marie Denise. Now, the construction of St. Maclou Church began sometime in 1432, and Françoise was from the area of Rouen, which is a city on the River Seine in northern France. It's the capital of the region of Normandy. Rouen has an amazing historical story and was at one time the largest city in medieval Europe. It plays a prominent role in both English and French histories from the 11th to about the 15th century. Joan of Arc was tried and buried here in 1431 in this area. Rouen is a city of cultural and educational significance. The Museum of Fine Arts, the Sec de Tournesel, and the Rouen Cathedral are all found here. The University de Rouen at Normandy is a prestigious educational institution located here as well. It was from this area that the Statue of Liberty sailed in June of 1885. L'Armada, which is held every 4 to 6 years, is a gathering of sailing ships from around the world, which was begun in the 1980s to commemorate the centennial of the sailing of that Statue of Liberty. And so it just has happened every 4 to 6 years after that. The next Armada will take place in June of 2023. Each Armada has a theme. The next one will be the Armada of Liberty. So I just think that's fascinating to know that from this small place, the Statue of Liberty was born or shipped out to. Now, Françoise was 16 years old. It's not when she came to New France. It's not stated if her father and mother were still alive, but leaving at such a young age seems to imply that they might have both passed away or they were from very impoverished means. And so this was their way out, her way out. She arrived in New France on the 25th of September, 1667, and on the ship was called the Saint-Louis de Dieppe. Now, who did she marry? The groom, Jean Genina. 4 days after she arrived, Françoise signed a contract with a man named Pierre Lavoie. That's one of the quickest engagements I have seen. And that one, it was annulled. And less than 3 weeks later, Françoise selected Jean Genina, dit Belmar, and she married him at Cap de Madeleine. Now, Jean was born about 1645 in Saint-Ange. If you recall that in In video, the previous video, number 23, we talked about Saint-Ange, Boissonneau, Vincent Boissonneau de Saint-Ange. So he was also born in the same area. His father was Etienne Geminat and his mother was Huguette Robert. He arrived in New France in 1658 with his father. This is an interesting twist. Now, Jean had arrived in New France with his father, Etienne. Presumably his mother has died. They were recruited by the governor of New France, Pierre Boucher himself, and they left from La Rochelle in May of 1658. They are found together in the 1666 census of New France, living at Three Rivers, otherwise Trois-Rivières, and the following year in 1667, they reside at Cap de Madeleine. So these are the land grants that they had, and these are the maps of them. So very, very interesting that they settled. And he was there for, I guess, a good 10 to 12 years before he, met up with Françoise. Now, after their marriage, Jean and Françoise, in October 17, 1667, they settled at Cap de Madeleine. Let's talk a little bit about Cap de la Madeleine. It was founded in 1651, and it was named by Jacques de la Ferté, who was the abbot of Saint Madeleine de Châteaudun in France. The city is famous for its basilica, Basilique Notre-Dame du Cap, dedicated to Our Lady of the Cape. The basilica receives thousands of pilgrims every year, and there were some miracles that happened, and it is a very famous area in Quebec. Now, they would have built their lives here, and this is an area just, I love this picture on the bottom right hand of the screen, because it kind of gives you an idea of what it, you know, and obviously would have looked like this when Jean and Françoise would have settled. And so I like to imagine that this is kind of what they looked on and looked at, if you will. So you can see that it's very close to Trois-Rivières, but it really is on the water's edge. Jean and Françoise have seven children. First, their firstborn, Jean-Baptiste, married Jeanne-Marie Boissonneau de Saint-Ange, and they had nine children. You'll recall that Jeanne-Marie's mother was Anne Collet, who was the star of video number 23. Then we have Etienne, who marries Marguerite Benoît de Lavoret, and they have seven children, six of whom make it to adulthood. Benjamin most likely died in childhood. Pierre marries Marie-Madeleine Bourbeau, and they have six children, all of whom make it to adulthood. Françoise also probably died in childhood. Marie-Anne marries Pierre Rouchereau, dit Morisseau, and they have seven children, five of whom make it to adulthood. And Marguerite Jeanne marries Pierre Duroux, dit Poitevin, and they have 11 children, eight of whom make it to adulthood. One of the most interesting aspects of the three Geminot brothers is the subject of the duke name. Now, you'll notice that Jean-Baptiste, Etienne, and Pierre are all in capital letters. That's because they're all my great-grandfathers, okay? Somehow the lines continued on, but each of them took on a separate deep name. Let me show you. We have Etienne Geminat, who kept the name, okay, and did not use the deep name. And then we have Jean Geminat, who used the dit Belmar name, and Belmar means beautiful sea. And Pierre Geminat dit La Corse. Means the run was a coureur de bois, which literally means runner. He was a coureur de bois. He was a wood runner, and these were men who hunted fur from beavers, foxes, deer and moose. They traveled throughout the wild forest and made money selling their furs. La course literally means the race, so it's not surprising that his deep name would become La Course. He was most likely known for his speed. And you have here, they settled an area that we'll probably get to at one of our videos, Yamachis. And so you have Etienne Geminat, Jean-Baptiste Geminat dit Belmar, and Pierre Geminat dit La Course, all three brothers, 1703. And So these were the first pioneers of that area. So it's kind of neat that all three of the brothers decided to go their separate ways, but yet they are all the founders of this area, and they are all the children of Françoise and Jean. So I just think that's very significant. And also, when you're doing research and you see a Dit Ben Va, you don't know where it's going to lead you. You have no idea that the Dit Ben Va, because ultimately a Belmare, a lot of those descendants would have taken the course of Belmare and would have skipped the Gemina, or the reverse being true. So we don't know if you have any of these names in your pedigree, you can kind of see how it can get complicated. This is the first couple that we do not know their death dates. What we do know is that in the summer of 1717, Jean and Françoise were separated, and quote, unquote, due to their advanced age, which was written in two contracts. Jean went to Yamachiche to live with his son Étienne, and Françoise went to Bécancour, or Cap de la Madeleine, to live with her daughter Marianne. Jean would have been in his 70s and Françoise in her late 60s. Although that doesn't sound too old to us, you must remember that back then it was equivalent to the 80s and 90s of today. That is all we know of them. And I would love to be able to someday find their death certificates or death records or something. And who knows, it may come. And so ends another mini biography of one of these amazing king's daughters, Françoise de Charmes-Mesnil. We'll see you soon with another biography, probably a biography number 25. We've hit the silver anniversary. Until then, I bid you au revoir.